This podcast replay is brought to you by Top Gun Indoor Range, the only indoor public archery range in Dade County. They also have a state-of-the-art gun range with the latest in indoor air quality with 18 lanes up to 25 yards, making them the largest indoor range in Dade County. TopGunIndoorRange.com.
Thank you, Oz. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's hard not to have a nice Iron Maiden shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it exists. All the shirts I have of Iron Maiden, they're amazing, you know? So thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I think this might have been one of the ones that I bought when I was in Los Angeles years ago, when I saw him at the Forum for a couple of nights. I think. I'm going to go with that. I think that's where I got this one, because I ended up getting like four shirts. Usually when I go to an Iron Maiden or a U2 concert, I get in a lot of trouble, dude. I mean, a lot of trouble. God, I just end up buying way too much. And by the way, the shirts got, I didn't buy anything from Saxon this time around. The shirts are up to like $42. I'm getting to a point now where I'm not even going to start buying shirts anymore because they're just too expensive, dude. Just getting out of control, the prices for the shirts. You know, man, I come from the days when I used to spend like $10 and $12 for a jersey, $8 and $10 for a regular concert shirt. And, you know, we're up to the 40s and 50s now. Like, it's normal. It's crazy. What are you going to say?
Are the shirts still as good now without the cassettes and album covers being, you know, because that used to be the artwork kind of. What they use, dude, what do they do now with everything being digital?
It depends on the band. That's it. You know what I mean? Because some bands aren't big enough, so they don't even have the dates anymore in the back because they're making their tour along the way. Okay? Now, when you're Iron Maiden or you're U2 or you're Taylor Swift or whatever, you know, you're already big enough that your dates are set. You can print them in the back and then you know. And then it all depends, too. If you have, you know, I go see Dirty Honey, who I love. They're a young band. They have two shirts with their logo on it, and that's it, you know, different colors. That's all. You're not going to get much. You go Iron Maiden, you go Kiss, you go U2. I'm sure, I've never been to a Taylor Swift concert, but I'm sure marketing side, they have tons of different shirts because marketing is huge for them. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on the band and what they put into the marketing, you know? And so if you go see the Eagles, it's an older crowd. They're not going to have a variety of shirts. They're going to have, you know, two types for men and one for women, and that's about it, you know, and a couple hats or something, you know? But they're not, and again, it's not going to be anything fancy. It's just going to be them there or the album cover or whatever. But, yeah, there is a cover because every album still has a cover. So whether it's digital or on a CD or whatever, it still ends up on the shirt to a certain extent. And it all depends. If you're like, this is not an album cover, but this is Eddie. And Eddie is notorious with Iron Maiden as their, you know, that's their mascot. So they put him in all kinds of uniforms. And so then they can kind of change his look for whatever the hell they want. And so that's why Iron Maiden's, you know, merchandising is, you know, at another level. And that's why people that, you know, if you love Metallica, you'll have multiple shirts, things like that, because they also give a shit about their marketing too, you know? So again, it all depends on the band and what kind of marketing they've got behind it.